On the show today, we have Verity Credit Union's President and CEO, John Zamolik, talking about how they're supporting this really cool event in the Seattle area called 100 Bands in 100 Days. So check it out. Hey, Credit Union. How are you, John?
I'm doing good this morning, Mike.
Good, good. Welcome to the show. And you guys have an interesting promo presentation going. You guys are kind of supporting a 100 Bands in 100 Days event up in your neck of the woods. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, yeah, really what we're doing, we're the sponsor of this. It's done by a group called the Northwest Music Scene that has a website, social media, events calendar for music, that kind of thing. And so they started this program. I think it started with 50 artists in 50 days, and they moved up to 75, and this year they're going for 100. And
good
so
for them.
Our brand is based on artists, both music and visual artists, and so this is right in our wheelhouse. We've started what I would call a community conversation with musicians in the area, and so we felt like this was a natural extension to sponsor this.
Very cool. And is this your first year doing it, or have you guys done it in the past?
Oh, we did it last year as
okay.
well.
Okay. And how did that go? What kind of results did you guys get from it? I mean, obviously the notoriety and the imaging and all that type of stuff, but anything else kind of come of it?
Well, I'm going to back up a little bit
okay.
here. when we thought of this idea was actually when we had our brand consultant go out in the community and start just meeting members in North Seattle, which is our main geographical
right.
area. And he was struck by the fact that people would say, he'd ask him, well, what do you do? He said, and they'd say, well, I'm an actor. And I also work at Kinko's down the street. I'm a musician. I work at the grocery store, or I work in this office.
Yeah.
And he was struck by how many people define themselves by their artistic endeavor, which gave us the idea of it's like, instead of pulling people off of Getty Images, what if we really went to musicians? And so our whole brand is really based on artists and musicians.
Okay.
We don't use stock imagery anymore. And so that really started this whole connection that Verity has with the music community.
Mm-hmm.
And the first year that we went out and said, what we want you to do is sing a song about truth, and just throw the word Verity, which means the state of being true, somewhere in that song, in the song lyric. And I think at first bands were like, you want us to do what? But then, we started, once we had that, we would promote that, that band or artist singing that song on our social media. They would do it on theirs. And I think they started to see the benefit. And we went from trying to pull people into the recording studio to having a lineup of artists.
Oh my gosh.
And just really, we went to do this. We want to be the Verity musicians. We choose different ones each year. And so this just sort of, we've just started to build this relationship with the musician, the music scene, I would say.
Yeah.
Last year we did what we called pop-up concerts all over, so we just, some afternoon there would just be a band in our lobby, or we would bring a food truck, and have have a musician there, and the first 100 people would get a free burrito, and really it's a way of building a conversation with the community, and we feel like the artists are a big part of the community.
No doubt. Well, that's why I'm such a big fan of your credit union, because you guys are always doing this kind of, pardon the cliche, outside the box type of stuff, and it really kind of sets credit unions and yours as an example, it kind of sets us apart from the norm, the concrete
right.
block, office on down the street type of thing. And like,
yeah.
gosh, you guys are really connected with the community in more ways than one, and to really take it to another level and connect with the musicians and the artists mm-hmm. in the community. It's like, wow, who does that,
Yeah,
you guys.
What I love about it is when I talk about a conversation with the community is we don't know and we don't control the song they come back with. or a visual artist. We don't know what they're going to paint. And frankly, I mean, there are some that is like, how are we going to use this? As you can imagine. And in fact, there's one that we've had a hard time using, and I noticed that is the image that we're leading with for the musicians. It's a little bit further out there than the people coming into our some of the members coming into our branch would appreciate.
Is it the one on the website? That's right there, because
yeah.
I'm looking at it right now.
Spidery looking one, the sort of the weird creature one.
Yeah, it looks like an octopus and a human person sitting there. Yeah,
one. Yeah, and so I was like, when that one came in, I thought, we'll see how our graphic art is. And you know, it's like, okay, this is something that you know, works with, you know, bands,
right? Oh, of course. Yeah. Right in their wheelhouse. I mean, it's very edgy.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, it's not offensive at all, but it's just really edgy, you know.
But probably not the one you use to sell auto loans,
right? Exactly. But again, you know, it's something that really sets you apart. You know, it's just like, hey, you know what? Verity does this really interesting, cool stuff. But you know, maybe we should be part of this credit union because we really relate. You know, is that kind of what you're looking for?
Well, yeah, and you know, the communities we're in Seattle. You know,
right.
The you know, home of Nirvana, Pearl Jam.
Yeah, big fan, big fan.
We don't want to seem like we're a stodgy suburban credit union,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, I don't want to say it makes us hip, but it, that we, you know, we're willing to have the conversation at that level.
Right. And the music scene in Seattle is very large. I mean, that's kind of where grunge started with, like you said, Nirvana and Pearl Jam, that those types of folks. I mean, it's a big, big community up there.
Yeah. And with the music, you know, street fairs that we have, you know, music's always at the center of it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think, when people gather, they put music at the center, you know, whether it's a dinner party in your home, whether it's, you know, your wedding, you know,
music.
There's always music that brings people together.
Yep.
And part of our vision is cooperative communities who dream boldly. And so we definitely want the arts, especially music, to be part of that conversation.
Yeah, nice little segue there, because I mean, yeah, because music brings us all together, and so, you know, finances kind of brings us all together in some remote way, so there's kind of a connection there, I see.
Yep. The
a little distant one, but I mean, but
you said it well.
It's a thread that runs through our lives, and so I think there's a bit of a correlation.
Going to our mission statement, it starts off, we will enhance members' lives. And yes, we will enhance it by, you know, making their financial lives better, mm-hmm. by building trusting relationships, but partly is making strong and viable communities. And, you know, that is defined in many, many different ways. And the culture, the liveliness of the communities is also part of that.
Yeah.
And we want to be part of that mix.
Right. No doubt. No doubt. And so kind of what are your goals for being involved in the 100 bands in 100 days? Do you guys have any goals other than, again, like imaging and that type of stuff? Or?
Well, one is that, you know, we are using musicians, bands to promote Verity Credit Union.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
So the richer that community is, the richer the source, I think the better our branding is going to be. And so it's like they're supporting, you know, if we support them, then it's going to come back to us, you know, their willingness to work with us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not just hiring them just for our benefit. We're also willing to support them. And so I think it's building that two-way street.
Yep. Very, very symbiotic, definitely. All right, to wrap up here, what advice do you have for other credit unions who may be looking to do something similar out there? Because you guys have been doing this for a few years, and so you guys kind of know your way around this block a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's making it real and trusting the dialogue. You know, I think there's a temptation in marketing sometimes to want to control every single thing, you know.
Yeah,
it's got to be this color, you know, not that tint. It's got to be, you know, this, or, you know, here's the lyrics we want you to sing. You know, is it trusting that it's going to be richer if there's, you build trust with artists and so you're building a relationship, not just contractual agreement.
Yeah, keep it authentic, I think, is a because I mean that's what musicians all want to be, super authentic. So right there. Well, John, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes today to tell us about this really cool cool event that you guys are supporting. And again, I'm a huge fan of your credit union because you guys are always doing something fun and something different, and really kind of sets us apart. So kudos to you guys for doing that, and look forward to the next chat as well.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
All righty.